This is Twit.
Facebook executive last night said the company is making virtual reality apps for the Oculus Rift platform. Facebook Chief Product Officer Chris Cox was speaking at Recode's Code Media Conference, and he said that even the Facebook social network is getting a VR app. Let's take a look at some of his comments.
What's the one thing that you haven't been able to accomplish there yet that you want to try to figure out?
I mean, virtual reality is pretty cool.
And how do you think VR works within like a newsfeed context? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, being interviewed by Peter Kafka.
We have a demo where you're in the, you know, the Blue Angels. Mm-hmm. So you're in the main plane in the middle, and you're flying over Colorado. And you can look to your left and to your right and see these pilots moving around in the planes. There's another one where you're in a
Peter
yurt
looks
in
incredulous.
Mongolia.
It's more my speed.
And you go, well, it's like, you know, not a lot of people are going to get to go to Mongolia in their life. I've never been. But you're in the yurt. There's like, you know, a smoky little fire nearby. There's a woman making food. You can look around. It's beautiful. And you immediately understand it's like one of these things. The first time you're in it, you realize you are looking at the future. What you're doing when you're using Facebook, you're just sending around little bits of experience. You're just sending a photo, you're sending a video, you're sending a piece of text, you're sending an idea, you're sending a thought. I think the version of the world where you're sending, you know, a fuller, immersive picture of what you're doing.
And you think people are going to be creating that experience?
Totally.
Or are they going to rely on
Absolutely.
Publishers to do it? So
Both.
You will be able to make virtual reality that you can share with
Totally.
Your friends.
You'll do it. Beyonce will do it. You know,
Beyonce's is way more interesting than mine.
That's probably true.
So how right, far can, off are we from
we can,
that?
We can cut it there. If you want to see the full video, you can go to recode.net. Daniel Turniman is a senior writer for VentureBeat, and he wrote on this story as well. Welcome to you, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, Cox said that experiencing Facebook inside Oculus could give users a fuller picture of Facebook. Any idea what this experience would be like or how it would work? I mean, the one thing that I can imagine is instead of taking video of yourself inside, you know, your room or something like that, you take a VR 360-degree video of the same thing. Is that what he's talking about, or is there something beyond just a 360 video that you can immerse yourself in?
I mean, I think if you think of virtual reality and social networks, I mean, I think this is why Facebook bought Oculus in the first place. You know, they wanted this three-dimensional immersive experience. And, you know, the fact that they're, you know, talking about it a little bit right now is, you know, it's not surprising to me. It's actually surprising that it's taken this long. I think that it's exactly what you say. If you can imagine you sitting in a room with your friends and, you know, popping up a video or a piece of music or something, I really think that's what they're talking about.
Are they talking more about, I mean, he talks about vacations. I mean, everyone gets a little bit annoyed when their friends go on vacations and all these beautiful places and they don't want to see their pictures. But if they could actually be there in a virtual reality sense, is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the great promise of Oculus and systems like Oculus is what developers can build for it. It's sort of like the infinite extensibility of it. One thing that I always go back to when I'm thinking about Facebook and Oculus is that the guy who led the acquisition of Oculus for Facebook was their vice president of engineering, a guy named Corey Ondrejka, and his background was that he was the CTO and co-founder of Linden Lab, which made the virtual world Second Life. So he brought this, you know, long experience with making immersive 3D social experiences to that acquisition, and I you know, he's gone. He left the company, or he left Facebook in December. But I have to guess that he, you know, was very involved in kind of like thinking about this broader picture of what you could do with the next generation of these like immersive experiences and how Facebook fits it into it.
Daniel, should we be scared to death of this technology? And the reason we might want to do that is because I actually wrote a column about this, I think, last weekend at Computer World. The idea is that all these companies, especially Facebook, are in a war with each other to evolve more distracting and more addictive forms of content and engagement. And I can't imagine anything more addictive or distracting than virtual reality. I can imagine an entire generation of kids growing up never wanting to leave the virtual space because the real world is just full of, you know, things that are not very as appealing as the fantasy world or the social world that could be created in virtual reality. Is this something that you're concerned about? I know you've been writing for a long time about technology and culture. Do you think that this is a risk that, you know, we're going to lose a generation or two to virtual reality?
It's funny. I haven't really thought about it in those terms. I think that there's nothing that we can do about it. I mean, the technology is moving forward. It's going to happen, whether it's Facebook or Google or Microsoft or Apple or whoever. You know, there's a lot of people out there who want these experiences. There's a lot of people who are going to build them. And yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of kids and adults also who are going to spend a great deal of time in these experiences. And it's going to be up to society to figure out a way to, you know, keep making the first world, you know, compelling. But I think that we've been hearing this concern for a long time. I used to write a lot about Second Life, which I mentioned earlier, and that was something that people brought up all the time. Like, why would people, you know, need this Second Life? Isn't their first life, you know, good enough? You know, what they always say is, like, you know, only boring people are get bored. There's always something interesting to do outside, and you know, it's up to people to kind of find that right balance, I think.
People are always going to prefer the virtual life to their real life. That's why we have stories. People want to experience other people's lives. And I'm curious to see if Peter Kafka's virtual reality sharing is actually going to be less compelling than Beyonce's. Who knows? He could give her a run for her money. Daniel Turnham is AdventureBeat. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You had another comment.
I was going to say, I mean, I think that there's a, you know, what this virtual reality type of experience really does offer is, you know, a view into to people's lives, if they're willing to share it. And I think a lot of people probably do want to see what you know, Beyonce would create or a lot of other celebrities. And so I think it's very interesting that they mentioned that yesterday specifically.
And you'll probably get to experience what it's like to be Beyonce with virtual reality. Another scary thing.